devil's hand, say forsaking all others. It means forsake. It's simple. Forsake means forsake. It means that I cannot always be there for you. You too have the one that can help you. Everybody here, if you're married, take care of your own. Your own first. Acid test. Have I done it for my husband before you are asking me to do it for you? Have I done it for my wife before you are asking me to hide something and bring it to you? Don't be a homebreaker. God bless you. Our quote for this morning is, godly comparison cripples couples. Amen. Comparison cripples couples. Or you could also put it this way, that comparison can give your spouse a complex. For those of us who don't know that, the Bible talks about comparing yourselves one with another. You are not wise. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. It also tells us that godliness with contentment is much gain. 1 Timothy 6, 6. Godliness with contentment is much gain. So one of the things we must strive for, especially as a couple, is to be godly and content. Be content with what you have gotten. This is the woman I have gotten. This is the man I have gotten. Be content. Content talks about it being godliness with contentment is much gain. The gain is peace. When you are content, you have peace in your heart. When you are content, the gain is progress. You will gain progress. You will also gain stability, which is needed for every marital relationship. We must realize that no two people are the same. Even twins are not the same. Amen. Identical twins. I've heard my husband say the whole of West Africa, when they were 8 years old, they wanted to ascertain the most identical twins. They won the whole of West Africa, but the difference was in their thumbprint. So it means that even though you couldn't distinguish a difference between the two, God made it that their thumbprint is not the same. So they cannot appear at immigration and say, I am Stanley or I am Steve. The thumbprint will prove who they are. Are you getting me? So there's no point in comparing. Once you have chosen, make yours beautiful. Make yours nice. Stop going out and coming to force your husband to be what he is not. When you saw him, you saw who you had married. When you met your wife, you knew who you had married. We have ladies who, after marriage, you see a beautiful lady has gone to cut all her hair, pressure. The husband has seen something outside with short hair, so you must look like that. Amen. The woman too has a crush on somebody in the office and is forcing the husband to fit into that class or group. There should be contentment. Comparison with dressing. You are complete. There's no need whatsoever. Just be content. This is how God has made you. This is how God has made your spouse. Comparison with finances. You want to be like the Joneses. The Joneses didn't get there overnight. There are stages in life. When you start as a new couple, you start from somewhere. We started from single room. We went to four-bedroom house. After 25 years, we entered our own house. So I was telling somebody, if I had stepped out after 15 years, I wouldn't have enjoyed the new place. Amen. So it means there are stages. Don't force your children into classes and places that they are not supposed to be. We pressurize even our children. Somebody put their child in GES. Meanwhile, you couldn't afford it. So the child goes to school with both float and water. Because that's what, after paying school fees, that's what they can afford. Meanwhile, there are children there coming with apples and all kinds of delicacies. And this poor girl will be begging her colleagues. It is unnecessary pressure. Amen. There are class distinctions, and don't worry yourself. As you serve God well, you will get there. Amen. So don't force yourself with finances. Why has this one got more money than you? Can't you see he has bought his wife a new car? My darling, you don't know how the money came. Stop it. You don't know how she got her money. There are some ladies, you can't compete with them. You don't know how they got the money. They are getting money from high places. And if you decide to walk there, you will make a shipwreck of your salvation. Do not bother yourself with social class. Let's agree to accept each other as we are. A young lady was telling a three-year-old girl, calling her Obibini Shepepe. You are putting a complex on the life of a three-year-old. So she grows up thinking that black is not beautiful. Black is beautiful. If God made you black, you are very beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. The little girl turned around and told the lady, that is how my mother bonded me. I want to tell somebody today, accept your spouse. That is how his or her mother bonded him. God bless you.
Wow. What a quote. Blessings. What a quote.
You've been listening to Reverend Mrs. Jane Abbott Mensah, First Lady of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, quotes on marriage dubbed Family Values. Visit Jubilee Bookshop at Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, North Ligon, to purchase books on marriage. For booking, workshops, family counseling, and appointments, call +233244 973447. Email revjanemensah@familyvaluesgh.com. Follow us on Facebook, Reverend Jane Mensah. Podbean, Reverend Mrs. Jane Mensah. Family Values is what you need to build a Christian home. Every I will see.